With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. University of Southern California closes its campus after pro-Hamas protesters fought with police. On Wednesday, dozens of student and non-student agitators set up tents and signs on campus. The university sent out an alert shortly after 1 p.m. saying anyone coming to campus should be prepared to show an ID at the gates for business or for class. A top U.S. military official says there's been no final decision on whether or not all U.S. troops will leave two African countries. Lisa Dwyer reports.
Niger ended an agreement last month that allows U.S. troops to operate in the West African country. Joint Chiefs Vice Chairman Admiral Christopher Grady says that Chad also has questioned its agreement that allows the U.S. to conduct critical counterterrorism operations within its borders. Grady says that if both countries ultimately decide the U.S. cannot remain, that the military will have to look for alternatives to run counterterrorism missions across the vast Sahel region, south of the Sahara Desert. The reversals have prompted concern that U.S. influence in Africa is losing ground to overtures from Russia and China. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Also at SRNNews.com, more than one of four U.S. adults over the age of 50 say they never expect to retire.
An AARP survey found that more than a quarter of U.S. adults don't expect to retire, and 70% are concerned about prices rising faster than their income. About a quarter say they have no retirement savings. The AARP study is in coordination with the NORC Center for Public Affairs Research, and it's based on interviews completed with more than 8,000 people. 37% are worried about meeting basic living costs like food and housing, but 33% of respondents older than 50 believe their finances will be better in a year.
This is SRN News. Members of America's largest Protestant denomination talk religion and politics.
A new study from Lifeway Research finds that while most Southern Baptists can be identified as politically conservative, they also support religious liberty for all Americans and a government that does not favor any specific religion. Dan Darling of the Southwest Baptist Theological Seminary says the poll demonstrates that, quote, Baptists strongly believe in a free church in a free state. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Even as issues of homosexuality are splitting the United Methodist Church, other mainline Protestant denominations are trying to paper over their differences. The Church of England held a general synod in London in February of this year that debated such issues. Bishops, priests, and lay people from every diocese voted down several amendments that oppose same-sex blessings, essentially agreeing to disagree for the time being. This is SRN News. Boeing's troubles continue to mount.
Boeing is reporting a $355 million loss for the first quarter, but the CEO says that's not the most important thing right now. It's fixing the company's manufacturing issues, which have been in the spotlight since that door plug blew out of an Alaska Airlines Boeing jetliner in January. Among Boeing's other challenges right now, whistleblowers alleging shoddy work at the company, airlines not happy about not getting all the new planes they ordered, and the FAA giving Boeing until late May to come up with a plan to fix problems manufacturing 737 MAX jets. I'm Rita Foley.
Citing equity, California could ban a service that lets travelers pay to skip TSA lines. Democrat State Senator Josh Newman said it's an equity issue when you see people being escorted in front of others. Six major airlines are opposing it, saying it's an asset to frequent flyers. More details at SRNNews.com.